Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope
and the Bulldog talking sports.
It's Mike Shope.
He's Bulldog talking sports. Call him on the telephone. Toss that bad Bulldog a bone. Bulldog talking sports. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On WGR.
All right, heaving ho and away we go.
Sports Radio 550.
I don't want to hear me from 30 years ago. Thank you very much.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a song.
What a song is right. I was on with Sal this morning, and Josh Schmidt, who produces the morning show and the Extra Point show, dug that up, courtesy of, I think, Steve Cishan's website. And I had to admit to Sal, like, I don't know the, he's like, where did it come from? Like, who did it? I'm like, oh God, this is bad. Like, I mean,
Sam Cooke.
I don't
know. How long ago was that?
I came up with the name. You remember Ken Kaufman? You were in the building when Ken still was working here, and he had a music studio down in a part of the building that we no longer even occupy. And I'm pretty sure that's him playing the piano. He may have written the whole thing, but I don't know anything, and I'm even guessing at that, but it would make sense if they had him do it. He was in the house over on Elmwood Avenue when I started.
He wrote the Cellino and Barnes theme.
Okay.
That's maybe around the same time?
Maybe, yeah. So, but I did at one time know who sang the vocals, but I don't know anymore. I don't remember. So I don't have the goods on that song, and I feel bad. Like, if anybody was going to know who that is, other than the people who actually recorded it or wrote it, it would be me, and I don't know.
Theme isn't the word. Jingle.
The
Cellino and Barnes
that's
jingle.
That's a theme.
This is a banger. This is I don't know what that is. That is something iconic.
Well, I did not know that was going to be sprung on our audience after
our song?
This morning's appearance. Yeah, well, Ken doesn't work here anymore.
That's correct.
Let me get Leroy Towns Band.
How many years do you have to put in to get a song? Right?
Yeah, then I came out of the box with that.
You did?
No, that's not right.
You didn't. No.
No.
That's not right.
Initially, we were using, I think, a Jim Schoenfeld cover version of Hey Bulldog by the Beatles. I feel like Hey Bulldog by the Beatles was used for an intro for my show initially, but I think it was the Jim Schoenfeld version of it. I think.
Listen to this right now. The what?
Right.
The Jim Schoenfeld.
Sabres defenseman, longtime NHL coach.
I know he, like,
he recorded
had
an album.
A record or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. Hey Bulldog is on the record.
And you took that as your theme. Well, you know, it sort of makes sense.
I think.
It absolutely. It's a Beatles song. sung by a Sabres great.
Yeah, while he was on the Sabres album. Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't he sing at like clubs?
I don't.
In his day?
More things I don't know about.
He's a one-timer. He's also a one-timer, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's only been on the show once. It was great. Is he still? Where is Jim Schoenfeld?
I don't know, but he was with the Rangers organization when we got to him. Yeah.
Hartford Wolfpack, right. And we talked to him about, you know, the glory days, I think.
Yeah.
I doubt it was about the Hartford Wolfpack.
Or his cover of Hey Bulldog. Although maybe it came up. I don't know. But anyway.
Wow. I'm sort of numb here. I'm sort of like, I was going to say a thing about the Lakers and a bunch of other stuff. Top five athletes who have not won a title.
No, please, sort of find like, your footing, because I don't know what to do with hearing that song.
Where's
again.
Our
I
mean, song?
Especially the part there where I'm starting to talk.
Sorry, I had to spring that on there. Yeah. I found it in the clip.
What is the Sal's thing, a jingle or a theme, or what is it?
Sal's, that's a theme song. The thing that Tom recorded.
It's a jingle. Like, Sal doesn't use it when he's hosting, right?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's only for his guest spots.
Right, I think that's right, yeah.
I think that's a jingle. I don't say that disparagingly.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, I'm tapped out.
A theme, yours is a theme because it's like your show's song.
Introduction, yeah. We played it, I think, every hour of a five-hour show. There were no alternate opens. So you heard that jam five times a night. Yeah. No, there was no 11 o'clock open anyway. So four times.
In Rochester, I now think I remember that I had like sort of like a smooth jazz kind of a song.
That doesn't sound like you.
It really doesn't. I mean, that's not exactly my style of music, but it was a little bit like slow and low. It was not a banger. It was not
right.
It was not poppy or, you know, snappy. It was kind of the opposite of that. I think I probably chose it. I don't think there were vocals.
Okay.
It was just sort of a voiceover.
Yeah.
Announcing the show. Nobody was singing my name.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever sung my name.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't start. And that's not a dare or an invitation or a threat or anything. Nobody.
Well, you want a theme song. I mean, somebody's going to.
I've never thought about it.
I'm going to sing your name. I mean, that's going to happen. Yeah,
Maybe I don't want one.
I did not choose this either. It was presented to me, and it was great. I mean, but it wasn't like I was consulted. Really, it was just maybe I was but obviously it was going to be something upbeat, like energy.
Piano player steals it.
Oh, yeah, he's killing it.
He just steals. He takes that thing right away from the vocalist.
Might have to be a dynasty to get a theme song now.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to put that label on us, but it's been a long run.
Did you see that Joe Brady retweeted the Panthers tweet back-to-back?
No, I did not.
Must be a Panthers fan. Or he did it by mistake.
Hmm.
That's all right?
Sure.
You're allowed to take your hockey loyalties, your other sports loyalties to your new markets, even when those markets have teams in those sports?
You definitely should be allowed. I think you're going to have to live with whatever flack comes, if there is any.
Is any flack coming here?
Should there be any flack? I never was for one second mad that Jack Eichel liked the New England Patriots. Like I think I would have felt patronized if he had showed up here and we knew from past interviews or whatever, leading up to the draft, we're all huge Patriots fans or something. And he shows up here like, oh, no, I love the Bills. Get out of here. Like, just be real.
He could be real. He doesn't have to love the Bills. I'm not sure he ever flaunted.
I don't think he did either.
His love for the Patriots, if it's love. But, you'd want to be a little bit, read the room.
Sure. But I don't want to be lied to. So,
no.
Well,
that's different.
That is different, right. Brady doesn't have to tweet this. He can like the Florida Panthers. I like the Florida Panthers. Am I in trouble? I mean, I don't know. I like them. I mean, I'm not over here retweeting pictures or anything, but.
No, this would be what you do if it's your favorite team.
Yeah, right.
You would not retweet back-to-back. if it weren't, you just like them casually. It would just only do that if, you know, that were your favorite team.
Or you know someone, one of your best friends is got, you know, works there maybe or something, and that's why they're your favorite team. But there could be a personal connection is all I'm saying.
Could be, yeah.
I don't know enough about his personal life. Rightly so.
Rightly so, meaning you don't want to know more about his, you're saying?
I don't think, I don't, definitely don't need to.
Joe Brady?
Yeah, it's not an area I'm particularly interested in, really.
What was the one that made me crazy? Was it Matt Cassel? When he went to the Kentucky Derby with all the Patriots?
Yes.
That made me crazy.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it's just so long ago, and I sort of feel like being mad about anything like that now is kind of ridiculous. But
yeah.
I was so hot.
I remember you were. I remember.
This is the Bills' new guy. They signed Matt Cassel. Who else was here? I mean, they signed Tyrod Taylor also.
Mm-hmm.
And was EJ still here then? Were there three?
There were three. Was
maybe?
Was it Fitz? Was Fitz still around? And then he got cut, and they went with Cassel and Tyrod.
I forget.
It might have been Fitz. There were definitely three. It was a three-man quarterback battle.
Matt Cassel joins the Bills that offseason and is, you know, pictured at the Kentucky Derby with all, like, with Brady and all the Patriots. Like, come on, how can you root for this? I can respect somebody.
Was Eric Wood there?
Maybe. I don't remember if Eric Wood was there, but I don't think that would have bothered me so much. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't in the picture.
At that time, anyway. But he's done that trip with, I think he's been involved in that.
It seems so old school to, like, not want players fraternizing with players on other teams. It just seems so old school. Like completely like a relic of a thought. Because now, I mean, it's so different. But I like thinking that if you left the Patriots for the Bills, you would cut them off. You would be done with those guys. You know, at least publicly, you would like, no, I'm trying to beat you now. Aren't those the people? Aren't those the players?
You're talking yourself right back into this here.
The most, you know, especially in Buffalo. Allen transcends. Allen has transcended this. Like he's in these golf games with Rodgers and Mahomes, you know. Nobody really minds that if he's sort of friendly with them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't sense that there's any. I think we love that he qualifies, that he rates enough to be involved in that stuff, I think is more how we still feel. So I've never really heard any pushback on, you know, his fraternizing with these people at all.
No, like he gets criticized for nothing. So, like, I think that he's transcended. So that's, you know, it's not the same thing either as just sort of like hanging. If he was hanging with the Chiefs, why would he be doing that? It's not like he used to play for them, like the Castle example. But don't we love athletes the most? The guys that just like burn to win. And when you burn to win, I think that kind of thing just doesn't really happen. Can that be? Is that too broad a brush? Like, just I am being paid this much money to put my best effort into my performance, our team's success, all this, and I think most of that would go away. Most, if you were like that. It sounds really type A, what I'm describing. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a little insane. But I just kind of want my guys, my favorite guys are just not going to be in that picture. Because they're just not going to, even if it's just for show, they're not going to expose themselves to like
looking like they're criticism. Friends with the guys on the other team.
Yeah.
Right? That's it? Yeah, I do.
Jordan comes to mind.
Yeah.
Because Jordan, they would say, this is Jeff Van Gundy, right? Who would say, like, he's just conning you. And players would sort of, like, fall for it.
Right.
Wanted him to like them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
While he was just planning to cut their throat.
He's using that against you. He's going to think that you guys are friends, and then he's going to murder you.
I mean, that sounds insane, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's all in the name of winning. It's all in the name of competition. Yeah. And I think that kind of thing is understood. And you don't have to like him, but if it's if these mind games are happening because a player is trying to beat you, and these are tactics you could resort to in the name of beating the person, I think most of that is fair. You know, it's like all's fair in what's the phrase? Love and war?
Love and war, yeah. I do. There's room to respect all this, but and you're not saying different. It's just I think it's so antiquated. I just don't know. I'm not saying I wouldn't appreciate a guy that's that driven, that personal, whatever it is. Like, just not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am not going to be friends with guys on the Ottawa Senators. I'm just not.
Right. Right. I love that. Tell me that.
I would love it. I think it's a lot to ask. In this day and age. I mean,
friends.
And it probably almost always was. I just think the way it all works now, the relationships you've got with guys, whether it's you came up together playing youth hockey, you know, juniors, whatever it is, there's just so much crossover at the highest ends of all the sports. I know from hockey because, you know, we see guys occasionally that, like, you played against that guy. You played against that guy. I remember that guy. And to not be, like, friendly with them seems nuts.
I don't want to say friends, like, friends is out. I don't want to say that. But I think there is a... And I'm not sure it's been crossed or even what example we're really working with anymore, but there is a line you would draw with, you know, players on Ottawa, whatever. Players around the NHL. There's a line you would draw where you'd want to, like, you know, I don't know. I don't have an example.
I don't want to have my picture taken with you.
Okay. Right. Stick up for yourself, your team. You know, like seeing Reinhardt, I'm numb to the ex-Sabres who have just continued to, you know, stick it in our faces. You know, good for them by winning in other places. Like, it doesn't even sort of bother me as anymore. It's like just kind of par for the course. Oh, he scored four goals in a sure he did. There's four ex-Sabres on that team. Of course there are. Like, that's just sort of, I'm used to it.
You see the tweet from Joe this morning? It's 11 cups now from the guys that were on the 16-17 Sabres that have left. That's the run. You know, a few of them are repeats here. Rodriguez, Reinhardt, Kulikov, even.
Montour?
He counts twice. Montour would be on the list. Oh, starts with O'Reilly.
Leonard? Did he win?
No, he was not.
Okay, Eichel.
Yeah.
And there's one more. Okay. Well, anyway, like that just keeps happening, and I choose not to get worked up about it. Did you see the video today of Reinhardt signing the Sabres jersey?
Yes.
And then just like sort of kind of waving at the guy, like sort of like you know, sort of maybe not ticked at him, but just sort of like, you know, come on.
Get this out of here.
It's just such a low, lonely place. And we can't with the Sabres seem to ever, well, I mean, maybe someday it'll happen. You'd think it probably should, but get off the mat. I don't know. This has been an interesting ride the last 15 minutes. Speaking for many, I think, wouldn't it be something if the Sabres, you know, in one way or another, showed some pride and sort of like stopped. This isn't really fair, but like just sort of being the butt of everybody's jokes somehow. Like, if you owned this team, would you not be completely sick of it? Are you so far removed from what has happened to the team? And I'm always told that he's not. Like, that he's in meetings and stuff. And maybe the reason, maybe the biggest reason they can't get out of their own way is that he's got opinions on players. And he owns a team. So who knows? But how could you possibly have this property that means so much to so many people like it meant to you when you bought it and just continue to settle for this sort of embarrassing existence? Where is the pride? Where is somebody? That doesn't feel really fair. Like when Adams went into his thing that got him into trouble about palm trees, you know, he was coming from a source of pride. He was coming from a place where, like, yeah, you know, this is harder than you think. It didn't come off right.
Right.
But that this is...
I've always felt like nothing he said was wrong. He just said it poorly. Or really, really poorly.
Well, it's just that nobody wants to hear that you can't do this job because of the circumstances. Let's get somebody else in here. Like,
right.
This is the Pegula point. If my general manager is going to talk about taxes, I got 32 teams in this league. A lot of them have their own challenges where climate or whatever it is. Like, I got to get somebody else who is just not going to settle for these, you know, piss poor results because he thinks it's too hard. And especially when that goes public, like, right. That's it. He walked in the door and talked about Stanley Cups, and there will no longer be a money hindrance. Like, I'm here to win. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It turns out that 15 years later, it's incredibly hard to believe that it was ever said, because, I mean, now you've got a franchise that's just sort of like left in the dust or something. Who knows what it is? But where is that from, can it just be anyone? Where is that from the Sabres? That we're just sick of being the punchline of this league. And I'm sure there are people over there, maybe most, who feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a platform, and, you know, they want to say it, but they don't have the chance to say it. But you just got to be so sick of all of it. Can just like a Minnesota win one year or something where I don't have to feel anything? I don't have to see tweets of the best player on the team in a Sabres uniform 5 years ago? Which is like a perennial state of affairs after the Stanley Cup is won. That'd be all right. Would you take Minnesota winning the Stanley Cup next year if they had no players on the Sabres? Don't haunt your dreams. I don't know if I made a good point. It's just so pathetic. I mean,
yeah,
you could have the Panthers could have just had their party today. But what do I get? I get Sam Reinhart signing a Sabres jersey and just like throwing it back into the crowd.
And so, and whoever's next to him, I can't remember the player because I didn't listen to it, but I read that someone next to him yelled out, "Thank you, Buffalo," or something.
Right, right.
Like, just like there's
that's the chant.
There's the butt of the joke.
That should be their chant.
Yeah.
Maybe. And Vegas's and St. Louis's, teams that have also had also never won a championship before we gave them their best player. I mean, the Sabres did get Thompson.
Yeah, he's good.
He turned out all right. He has turned out all right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Where did this start? That song?
Yeah.
That song brought on some energy.
Brought on a lot, yeah.
Good.
Matt Cassel made an appearance on the show. Matt welcome Cassel. Back, welcome back, Matt Cassel.
Yes.
Eric Wood.
Oh, that was so infuriating. Go play for the Patriots. You want to go? Those are your friends? You want to go hang out with your Patriots friends? Great. Good for you. I mean, how'd that turn out?
He started the opener.
Technically he did. That's the only thing he did that ever was anything for the Bills, right? He was traded.
Yeah.
Was he traded that year? Was he traded the same year?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too. All right. Well, you hadn't thought about him in a while, probably. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
To Barkov to the empty net, score! It's a hat trick, Sam Reinhart.
I've had enough. Not tomorrow, right? We don't have to hear more Sam Reinhart highlights tomorrow. I hope.
No, it's all over. Although we don't have basketball tonight, so I don't know. Maybe Joel will still be playing hockey highlights tonight.
No, it's just I feel like I'm being trolled.
Maybe it'll be your Yankees.
My Yankees.
Oh, sorry. I just saw on MLB Network that game is on Prime tonight. The Yankee game.
I have that.
Okay, good. Just so you know, you go looking. Where Prime?
Will the announcers be at the stadium?
Good question. I don't even know who. I don't think I've ever gone looking for a baseball game over there. Who's that going to be?
I don't know. I've watched a couple. I don't know. I don't know who anybody is. Anymore. I'm sure they'll have a good face and a good name, though.
I feel like within the last 2 years, so it definitely isn't this year, might have been last season or the season before, I found a game somewhere that I normally wouldn't, I don't think it was Prime, and it was Costas and Jim Cott. Jim Cott, sorry.
Bob Costas and Jim Cott?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
The Yankees games will be the Yes Network coverage with Michael Kay. So they basically just use the same stuff and just put it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with that.
I think I'd rather have that.
I'm fine with him. He's had moments, but he's been in that booth for 30 years, right? Like, I can listen to Michael Kay. I don't like the Yankees really, like as sort of... as is custom,
mm-hmm.
But I can listen to Michael Kay. Last night he had Garrett Cole. He's had Todd Frazier. There's always like this continuing parade of ex-Yankee analysts, it seems. I mean, Cole's still on the team, but injured. You know, like O'Neill and these other guys.
Right. Is Cone a part of that
David
rotation? Because I know he does the ESPN Sunday night
thing. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought of him. And I like hearing him too, but I feel like whenever I turn a Yankee game on, it's somebody else. Like Jeff Nelson maybe has been in there. I've just seen a lot of guys.
It's a lot. I think it is a lot of guys. Well, I was planning on watching the Tigers game. If I was going to be watching baseball, I don't know what my night's going to be yet. But if I were, it's Scooble for Detroit against Pittsburgh. I had it written to mention to you because you know I've been watching the Yankees here lately, but the game in Detroit was postponed. It's already been rained out. So that's out. I doubt I'll make it to Justin Verlander tonight. It's Cleveland, maybe? I'm not sure that's right. At the Giants. He hasn't won a game yet this year, Verlander, so there's that. I doubt I'll make it to that one. I didn't make it to any preseason games in 1976 either. And we talked to Sal about the preseason and how the Bills played 6 preseason games in some of those years, like in the 70s.
Right.
I haven't found one yet against a team in their own division. I didn't think, like, they played Tampa. Sal pointed out that the Bills play Tampa Bay in the preseason this year and the regular season. And I'm curious for how rare that is. I think it's something that's probably happened numerous times, but I'm not finding too many examples of it. And I'm also not finding division games, you know, in the preseason. It might have happened. Not right now. I'm on the 76 Bills, though. That's why I mentioned 76. What a team. How well do you know your 76 Bills? They beat Kansas City in week 4. How about that? The Bills continuing their regular season dominance of the Kansas City Chiefs in 1976. 50-17 to go to 2-2. And they lost every remaining game that year, culminating in a loss to the Colts 58-20. A game that started at 2 o'clock. Another thing you don't see anymore is 2 o'clock starts.
Really?
They used to have that.
Huh.
58-20, Bulldog. This was the definition of run for the bus, I might suggest.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's Ferguson. Is OJ hurt?
No, he ran for 171 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, there you go. In a 58-20 loss?
Yes. Ferguson does not play it. Marangi.
Oh, okay. But that's his era anyway. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
20? Marangi. How does that happen? The world needs to know about this.
My dad loved Marangi.
O.J. Simpson, 28 for 171 and 1 in a 58-20 loss.
This sounds like the thing the Dolphins used to criticize the Bills about, which is like they don't really care about winning. They're just getting this guy his yards.
Yes.
That's what that sounds like. Although Gary Marangi's your quarterback, what are you going to do about mounting a huge comeback? You know, maybe not much.
I don't know.
76. That's before Frank Lewis. Is J.D. Hill still out there catching passes for them?
Not in this game.
No, he's probably gone by then. He's on the team in 73, I remember. Went to that game in 73.
Yep.
76. I don't even know. Is Jerry Butler there yet?
No,
that's not till the 80s.
Chandler.
Okay, right. Oh, God. Wow, terrible job by me to skim over that. Reuben Gant?
Don't know. Is he in this box score? Yes. Okay. So, yes. 1 for 13. The Dolphins, I don't think I'd ever heard that before those America's Game episodes.
Right.
On the Super Bowl champions. And one of them, maybe it is 73, could have been 74. Miami won both years. And is it Dick Anderson, maybe, who made that? Somebody, Kuchenberg, probably a defensive player, but I think might have been Anderson, who said that about the Bills, that
they
weren't serious about winning. They were just trying to pad stats, which, you know, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Probably not. I mean, again, like what functionally can you do well? Yeah, Ferguson had certainly his moments. He had some really, really big games. But if you're built to just run the ball, I mean, that might be how whatever the score is, well, this is how we move the ball. We run. It's time consuming.
And it's like the current Bills.
Scoring, we're in real trouble.
It's like the current Bills.
Right.
Run and stop the run, baby. Well, it's not so much stop the run, but it is run.
Yeah.
I was looking at Pro Football Network. They go by PFSN, Pro Football and Sports Network. Every day I get an interesting breakdown from them on an email. I'm glad I'm on their list. And it's something, you know, it's about mock drafts or it's just, you know, rankings. Today they sent one, every team's likeliest MVP winner. If Team X
has a great year,
has the MVP on it, who is the player likeliest to be?
Yeah.
I counted 14 that were not quarterbacks. Like Justin Jefferson was one.
All right.
Miles Garrett might have been one. That if a Cleveland Brown is going to win the MVP, it would be, you know, likeliest to be Miles Garrett. But there was also, earlier this week, I think maybe, they ranked defenses. And they put the Bills 18th.
That seems really low. They didn't have a good year defensively last year. it might have been the worst, like, you know, various metric wise year of McDermott's time here, I think. Because they gave up points, they gave up yards. They had some, you know, the Lion game, the Ram game, which they lost, of course.
Yep.
They had some sideways performances.
Last year's defense ranked 9th in yards allowed and 3rd in points allowed.
Mm.
But I think a little bit misleading because of the takeaways. Like, the Bills had the benefit, I mean, it's not all luck, but the benefit of just about best in both, fewest takeaways and most takeaways and fewest turnovers, I meant to say. But still, I mean, the last 6 years, so these are the 6 playoff years since Allen's rookie season, from 2019 to last year, their NFL rank in yards allowed. Okay, wait a minute. Sorry, I'm doing this wrong. I'm actually wrong. They were 17th in yards allowed last year and 11th in points allowed. What am I looking at? What's this over here?
Is that the AFC or something, maybe? I don't know. But
point differential and yard differential. Okay, so that includes offense. Sorry. I'll tell you anyway,
well,
since I've gone this far.
That sounds more in line with what they're predicted to be this year then.
Yeah, bad mistake. From 18 to last year, rank in yards allowed on defense. 2nd, 3rd, 14th, 1st, 6th, 9th, 17th. And the turnover differential was 1. And I think maybe by a good amount. We know that. Well, I mean, everybody seems to love how they attacked their weaknesses on defense this offseason, right? I mean, they've done a lot. The corner has to work out. The draft pick has to work out.
Yep.
They didn't get to Jaire Alexander. I'm not even sure they would have been interested in him.
There was talk that they looked into trading for him and maybe just couldn't get to an agreeable price. And then, you know, they went on with their offseason and really, I think Tre'Davious White probably eliminated them from consideration for signing a player like Alexander.
Yep. He's their version of that.
Yeah. To some extent. Yeah. There's even been some injuries too, so it sort of works. I'm like lost in looking at teams trying to figure out which teams wouldn't have MVP quarterbacks.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'll bet Indianapolis is one. It would be Jonathan Taylor.
I think that's right.
Would be their guy. You mentioned Jefferson, right?
Yep. I'll get the list back out.
The Saints are the next team I got to. Like, who's important on the Saints that I'm not thinking of?
Kamara. He's one.
Yeah.
JSN in Seattle. Can you imagine Jackson Smith and Jigba winning the NFL MVP award?
No. Not even for a second.
Not, right?
No.
But can you imagine Darnold winning? Yes.
Yeah.
I disagree with this one. I like JSN.
Yeah, I was going to say, Darnold there, he was a consideration last year. Like,
that's
if he
right.
has that year again,
that's right.
And he would almost have to be having that year for Jackson Smith and Jigba to be considered a candidate, and Darnold would blow him out of the water.
For JSN to be even thought of for the award, Darnold is probably killing it.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a bad job there.
Raiders Brock Bowers.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Although
Geno Smith.
It's the same point. It's the same point.
If Brock Bowers.
Yeah, we're trying to.
What is happening? Well, I mean, you have to pick somebody, right?
Sure.
You might think they all should be quarterbacks. Maybe that's right.
Right.
What happened to Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes if Brock Bowers is winning the NFL MVP?
I think running back is independent of can be independent of the quarterback. That's what Barkley was so good last year that got legs. That's why I mentioned Jonathan Taylor. The first name you mentioned was Jefferson. Same thing. Like, if Jefferson goes off, has some incredible year, that means J.J. McCarthy smashed and he's...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An MVP candidate, I think. The quarterback is always going to... It's almost got to be a running back or a defensive end who has 25 sacks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what it's going to take. 2,000 yards, 20 touchdowns from some running back, or 25 sacks from a defensive end. If a receiver has... You know, Tyreek Hill was flirting 2 years ago with 2,000 yards. You're going to end up deferring to the quarterback, I think.
Yeah, probably. I like the effort here.
Sure. But, yeah, I'm not trying to rip it apart. I ended up, that's kind of what I'm doing. But it's not how I set out to do it. I really earnestly thought,
okay,
I want to look at teams and decide who doesn't have a quarterback that would fit. But if it's a receiver, that elevates the quarterback almost immediately.
The running back point is the right point. And Barkley was in the conversation last year with 2,000 yards,
right,
and 13 touchdowns, and he didn't win. Did he even come close? It was Allen. It was Jackson. They were close. Was Barkley maybe third? I don't remember.
I think he was third.
So that's just, that may be as close as you're going to get. But I, because we have these elite quarterbacks, what's happening to them? We just had last year as an example. I thought this last year, and it didn't end up happening, but that there could be fatigue with the quarterbacks always win stuff to the point where a voter might want to. I think it sort of makes sense. I think a voter would want to convey that, I know the game is about more than just the quarterback. And you could do that with your MVP vote. On a year, last year would have been a year to do it, though. And majority didn't. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
It's incredible. It's a feeling you can't really describe. And, you know, seeing the family and everyone up there and everyone that supported me and helped me get to this point, there's nothing. Words can't put this into reality, how great it feels. And such an incredible group. Everybody wrote us off from start of playoffs. They had everybody beating us in every round. And we just had that fire. And we knew we had something special. It's incredible. It's incredible to be part of this group right now.
Yeah.
Who's going to throw up first?
I winced last night when I heard that live.
Marchand.
And I just am I'm making a face again right now. I go, what? Wait, what are you talking about exactly?
Can anybody ever tell one of these players that talks like that, Brad Marchand, Travis Kelce, how ridiculous it is and like be able to easily prove it? Can anybody ever do that? Do they ever find out? Does the reality ever matter? Does the truth matter? Like, does they ever find out that actually, like, nobody did that? What's closer to the truth? Everybody picked against Florida every round, or no one did? I mean, which is closer to the truth?
No one picked against them.
Right.
It's got to be closer to the truth. I thought all along they had to be the team that they were the only team in the East I thought that could beat Dallas or Edmonton. Right, and that was like when the playoffs began. That's the only team that's going to beat either one of those teams.
They were at worst slight underdogs
or Colorado too.
But anybody,
yeah.
At worst,
yeah.
They were a slight underdog against Edmonton. I don't think they would have. I don't know if they were against Toronto. They got down two games.
Yeah, they got Toronto. They got down two games and down 2-0 in game three. So, like, I don't know. Were people in that moment saying the Florida Panthers are done? They looked like they were in real trouble, but they won that game, and they just went on a rampage.
Got to get this in, just because we were talking earlier. I mean, I'm sure it was riveting, about, like, players who are fraternizing with players on other teams and how maybe that seems like it's commonplace now, but is it right? Had a little bit of conversation about that. Brian Mazurowski just retweeted maybe it's like a Senators account or what. I don't even know if it is, but somebody made a point about Brady Tkachuk talking about, like, in an interview, how excited he is to be in Florida, what a night it's going to be. I mean, he's Ottawa's captain.
Yeah.
How would that go over?
I mean, it's his brother.
It's his brother.
I think you're a crazy person if you're annoyed about that.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
To it's be his, annoyed.
It's his brother. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's nuts.
Okay. If it's not his brother,
yeah,
if it's like Alex Tuck saying
it. It's funny that this came up. I didn't get around to mentioning it when we were talking about your hang up with Castle and the Kentucky Derby from whenever that was.
Yes.
Was that 2013?
It might have been 1982.
Anyway, I saw a picture last night. Well, from last night, I saw it this morning, of Patrick Laine with clearly a champagne beer soaked, sweat soaked Barkov. Standing in like a hallway outside the dressing room somewhere in the bowels of the arena. And like the countrymen, it was something in the caption, you know,
oh,
like,
wow, okay.
Patrick Laine's here to congratulate his fellow, you know,
Finn.
Right. And all right. I mean, sure. But that's closer. That's more to me, brothers. Yeah. Don't get out of the way of the brothers.
Can anybody be a part of the Panthers celebration if they were from the same country as one of the players?
Yeah.
I think that means everybody in the league is maybe at the party.
Yeah.
We're all rooting for you, Florida.
I mean, I don't know the history of how close they are. I mean, they're rock star players from Finland, so you know it's a pretty small fraternity. But I saw that and thought, I wonder if anybody's annoyed about that.
You're annoyed by that because it's South Beach, and they're not going to be in Edmonton for the same party. it's the complete opposite of scenes. Edmonton, Alberta, and South Beach. So I guess the elbow room is the place to be. And
yeah.
What percentage of NHL players would have wanted to be there last night or tonight? 98? Hey, I'm Canadian, so is Reinhardt. I think I'm in. Paul Hamilton, I'm not going to ask Paul this question, that question. Paul after sports on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.